Too many times we open the news app on our phone or flick on the TV and tune it to our favorite local news station, only to see and or hear something that sounds like our lead story tonight takes us to the scene of what police are calling a murder. It's just about a daily occurrence. Take Nashville, for example. Currently, Nashville is a larger city, but not nearly as large as the biggest cities in America. The 2020 census put Nashville as a city with a population of 689,447, making it the 21st largest city in America, sandwiched between El Paso and Oklahoma City. That doesn't include the surrounding areas, though, areas that a news station would absolutely still cover. Once you factor that in, the population for the area grows to around 2 million, with a CDC statistic for all homicides being 7.8 per 100,000, and that number being even higher for an urban area like Nashville, the chances are pretty good that anytime you look at a local news source, you're going to see something about a murder. We get to the point that we're numbed when we see stuff like that because it's done so much. And it's almost always the first story you see. A friend of mine that was in the broadcast media realm for a while told me a phrase that they used to use. If it bleeds, it leads. But simply seeing a headline isn't enough for some of us. Our curious side almost always wants to know a little bit more about what happened. I mean, obviously some of us want to know more of what happened. You are currently listening to a true crime podcast. Welcome back to Music City 911. May 18th, 2019. Workers at the McDonald's fast food restaurant at 5867 Wooster Pike in Medina, Ohio, had just closed the location down at 11 p.m. and were finishing their end-of-shift duties of closing out the cash registers, cleaning the store, and disposing of any excess food items. Anyone who's worked in a fast food place as a closer, they know the cleanup can be pretty extensive and time-consuming. They rolled over into the next day on May 19th, just after midnight at around 12:40 in the morning, before they were done. Doors were locked, and the employees, one by one, started filtering out of the restaurant into the parking lot to get into their cars and make their way home. This was the usual routine of those that worked there. What wasn't usual was what happened in the parking lot at around 12:43 a.m., not quite 2 hours after they were closed. Minutes later, a phone call was placed at 911. I don't have a copy of that call, but can tell you a little bit of what was reported. As employees were walking to their cars in the parking lot, a nude teenager walked up asking for help. This teen said that she had been sexually assaulted and escaped the house it happened in, which was almost a half a mile away. The order of the events are a little sketchy, but the teen said she was asleep and was woke by a loud noise. Almost directly after that loud noise, the sexual assault was attempted. More details on that later. Employees took her to a local hospital for help and phoned 911 on the way there. Once they arrived, a security guard at the hospital also dialed 911, reporting the same thing. Shortly after that, at around 1:01 a.m., another 911 call was placed.
"911, what's the address of your emergency?"
"Please help me. It's 4777 Ridge Drive, Medina, Ohio, in the head."
"What? You what?"
I shot her in the head."
"You shot who in the head?"
"My girlfriend."
"Your girlfriend? How old is your girlfriend?"
"Four. I don't want to call it. She needs help.
Okay. Do you still have the weapon?
I don't even know where it is. I don't even know where it is. I've been looking for it. I have no idea where it is.
You don't know where the gun went?
No, it fucking fell or something. I have no idea. There's broken glass. There's.
All right.
I have no idea.
Hold on 1 second for me. For a 44-year-old female. Okay. Sir, do you have something
yes.
on the bleeding?
Yes, I have a rag on the bleeding right now, but she's moaning and she's not doing well.
Hang on 1 second.
Yeah. She's not doing well. Oh, my God.
Okay,
oh my
what's,
God.
What's her name?
Rachel Azbell. A-Z-B-E-L-L.
What happened that you... Was it an accident, or...?
It was a disagreement, and it got out of control, and...
Disagreement that got out of control?
Yes. She's in rough shape, please.
Do you have the door unlocked for them?
I'll open it right now, here. There. It's in the garage. We're in the garage.
You're in the garage right now?
Yes. I just opened it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Just apply the pressure to her head on that rag, okay?
Okay.
Just stay on the line with me.
I don't know about this. She's still fighting. She's still fighting. I'm going to go to jail, though. I did this. I can't be here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, she just died. She just died. Oh, my God.
Okay. Are you able to do CPR?
She's still fighting. She's still fighting. Wait, come on. Hey, fight! Fight! You got it. Come on. Fight.
Okay.
Fight.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
All right, I've got officers right down the road. I need you to exit the house and go down towards the street with your hands up.
But I'm holding the pressure.
They're right down the road. They need you to exit the garage with your hands up.
They're still pretty far away. I got to hold the pressure.
Okay. I need you to exit the house. They're telling me to have you exit the house with your hands up and go towards the street.
I understand that, but they're pretty far away, and I got to hold this pressure to her head. Because that's the thing that's going to keep her alive.
Okay, sir, I've got numerous officers on the way. He wants you in the street before he gets there.
That's fine. I don't care what that officer wants. Oh, my God. I can't believe I do this.
Okay, I understand. He can see the garage door, but I need you to go out in the street before he'll approach the house.
No, that's not going to happen. He needs to come into the garage. I will leave the garage. As I see the lights coming up right now, I will leave the garage as soon as he gets up here.
What's your name, sir?
Sean Guillereau. She's alive. She's alive. Help her. She's alive. I have children in the house. Come help her. Just come help her. Or shoot me. I don't care.
Okay, they don't want to do that.
Nah.
Put your hands up.
Shoot me. Please.
Put your hands up.
Please shoot me. I'm holding her face.
Put your hands up.
And I'm talking to your ER.
Put your hands up right now.
I'm trying to help her.
Put your goddamn hands up.
Shoot me.
Get
out of
the ground.
Shoot me.
Get out of the ground.
Shoot me.
Shoot
me.
Please,
shoot me. I'm not playing that.
This caller says he just shot his 44-year-old girlfriend in the head. It was a really terrible call overall. You could hear the victim in the background grunting and moaning. Initially, it sounded like the caller was going to be compliant with requests from dispatch, and he was when he was asked to put pressure on her wounds. But things changed when dispatch relayed requests from the officers to come outside of the street with his hands up. When he was confronted by officers, he became fully defiant, disobeying any commands they gave him, and even told the officers to shoot him over and over again. From there, He went inside the house from the garage, shut the door, and hung up the phone. A woman laid on the ground, inches from death, and there was still a man inside, likely armed, who has now shut the door, effectively barricading himself inside the house. Repeated attempts to get the suspect to come out of the house were ignored. A SWAT team was called to try to figure out a plan to get the victim out of the house. Another discovery was made by police as they were in their standoff. Two more children, who were at the time 12 and 15 years old, were left in an upstairs bedroom, having locked themselves inside after they heard all the commotion. Police had to get those children out also. Not knowing where the suspect was, any attempt to approach the house would be a risky one, but they had to get both the shooting victim and the children away from further danger. At around 2:41 a.m., the SWAT team used a ladder to get the children out of a second-story bedroom window. A further plan was formed, and the shooting victim was recovered and removed from the house at around 2:52 a.m. She was then transported by an ambulance to a local trauma center, then later airlifted to Akron General Hospital. She was still alive, but just barely. Inside the house still, the suspect, 45-year-old Jean Giraud, wasn't responding to anything. 3 hours after all this started, at 3:44 a.m., the SWAT team used a robot with a camera to look for the suspect. It entered the house through the front door, but moving around the house was a slower process. At around 4:30 a.m., the suspect was found in the basement. He wasn't moving. Officers then entered the house and found him dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the forehead from a shotgun. He was found with numerous guns and ammo laying around him. How does this all tie in with the nude teen that was found in the McDonald's parking lot, though? The 17-year-old girl was brought out of her sleep by the sound of her mother being shot. Just after she heard the gunshot, the suspect entered her room and removed her clothes, attempting to sexually assault her while holding the shotgun. Luckily, she managed to get away from him and run out of the house, possibly escaping the same fate as her mother in the process. After the children were all brought to safety, they were questioned about what happened. The suspect and his girlfriend, 44-year-old Rachel Asbell, had been seeing each other for around 7 years. Both had children from previous relationships that were living with them. The night of the 18th, all of them had gone out bowling, where Giraud was drinking heavily and became intoxicated. Authorities believe an argument was started up, and the suspect got a shotgun and shot Rachel in the temple, close enough to be what police called execution style. After arriving at Akron General Hospital, Rachel was found to be brain dead. She was kept on life support until family arrived. It was described that her blood pressure was monitored and her pain was controlled. Just a couple days after she arrived at the hospital, she was taken off life support, but not before having some of her organs given for others who were in need of transplants. This wasn't the first time that something happened with this suspect. He was accused just 5 years earlier in 2014 of inappropriately touching and making sexual comments to a juvenile that was living there in the house with him, only to have prosecutors decide to not press charges for lack of evidence. In the police report, it was also noted that the suspect said he wanted to shoot someone in the face. An absolute terrible crime that may have been able to be prevented. The next call we have is a rather lengthy one, at a little bit over 11 minutes long.
Open it, baby.
Charlotte 911, do you need police, fire, or medic?
Charlotte 911, do you need police, fire, or medic?
Medic and police.
Medic and police, hold on for medic.
Medic and county fire, what's the address of your emergency?
It's the cookout on Sunset Road.
What's that address?
I'm not sure the address. Somebody just got shot inside the building.
Oh. Police, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, yes. I'm trying to get it as well.
I see Sunset.
Pulling up Sunset in Hamilton.
As an it's a cookout on Sunset Road.
Okay. And I'll stay on the line, medic, whenever you're done.
All right. And you said someone was...
Somebody just got killed somebody inside the building. I don't know if he's killing her or not. I'm in the bathroom. Could you send somebody?
Okay. Oh, let's see. Police, you can go ahead with your question.
Okay. Where are you right now?
I don't know. They outside. I'm in the bathroom.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
What is the subject's name?
I'm not sure, but they just shot right in front of my face. I ran through the bathroom. I'm not sure.
Okay. What is he wearing? Hello, sir?
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Police is asking you some questions.
We need.
I'm not hearing the questions. Somebody just got killed at the cookout.
I understand, but we're trying to get assistance, right? So who is the subject? Who was the person that shot
female,
that
it's
individual?
The female that got shot.
And okay,
no,
and
female,
right, but we're the police department, and we need to know who shot the female. What is his
it's
name?
A male.
What
it's a, male.
A black male, white
a male.
Male,
white female, black female.
Are you saying black, light-skinned male?
Yes, black, light-skinned
okay.
male.
What is he wearing?
Black jeans and a black dress. Yes, well. Yes.
And the female,
yes.
Is she black, white, and Asian?
What?
Hello, sir.
Yes.
And where was she shot?
I'm not sure. You
speak right there?
Who's in there with you?
My manager. Me and my coworker, my manager.
So there's two people inside of the bathroom with you right now?
You said what?
I said there's two people inside of the bathroom, inside the bathroom with you right now.
Yes.
Okay. God, please.
Would you please send somebody?
Yeah, I've already dispatched, I've already added a call for service, and they're going to have someone dispatch at the location as soon as possible, but we still have information that we need. Said the female, do you know where she was shot?
I'm not sure where she was shot. I'm not even sure if she was alive. We just learned
how many times was she shot?
She shot like three times. I'm not sure if she was hit.
And you're in the bathroom?
Yeah.
With a coworker and a manager?
Yeah.
Is that the thing that did?
No, I don't worry.
With a different coworker? I'm not able to hear you clearly, sir. I'm sorry.
Different coworker.
Okay. When did this happen? How long
about
ago?
5 minutes ago now.
Did you see the gun? Do you know what type of gun it is?
Yeah.
What type of gun was it?
No, I'm not sure. Yeah, like, are you seeing somebody now?
I've already added in a call for service. The questions I'm asking is not to the process.
Hello,
we're trying to give the officers as much as we can. Do you know
hello, miss?
Yes.
I need to know when it's oversized file because we're trapped in the bathroom.
You need to know what, sir?
We're trapped in the bathroom, ma'am.
Right. I've already entered in the call for service. Okay, we still have medic on the line, and we're just trying to get an officer dispatched out. It's not delaying the process with the questions I'm asking, okay? We're just trying to give the officer as much as we can.
We just saw it happen. We all ran in the bathroom. We don't know nothing else, man.
Okay, that's okay, but we're just required to ask. It's totally fine. If you don't know, just say you don't know. It's fine.
I don't know.
Okay. me one moment, and you don't have a description of the gun at the time. One moment. Medic, you still on the phone? Medic?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Do you know if there were any drugs or alcohol involved? Anyone?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm still here.
And then do you know if it's still within the establishment, or do you know if he left?
I don't know. I'm in the back room.
Okay. Do you know about approximately how old the subject is?
No.
Okay. Do you know what type of vehicle he has, the subject?
He said what?
Do you know the type of vehicle for the subject?
He doesn't have a car. Yeah.
Do you hear him still inside of the restaurant, sir?
No, I do not, but I'm not sure.
That's all the questions I have, medic.
Could you let me know if somebody's outside?
I don't have any more questions, but because if he doesn't have any. Okay. And you guys are locked in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Where's the bathroom when you come into the establishment? They've just been dispatched over to you guys, okay?
You can't get inside the building unless you open the door, so you have to leave out the bathroom.
Okay, so in the bathroom, within the building, and you go into the establishment, would you say you're on the right side or left side? Where is the bathroom? Is it in the back?
On the left side, in the back.
On the left side, in the back? Okay.
Good morning.
Who's at the door? Is the police here?
No, sir, they're not there yet, but they have been dispatched.
Yeah, no, sir, they're not here yet.
Somebody's on the door.
Somebody's knocking on the door.
Yeah, I'm only showing that they've been dispatched. Give me one moment. Okay, I do see that they did arrive, okay?
They arrived?
Yes, I do see that they arrived.
You said that was, do you think, or did they arrive?
I am showing that they arrived.
All right, they arrived.
They just arrived. You see the officers?
Where are you going? Yeah, they just arrived. So tell us, after we go out the bathroom, we can leave out the bathroom?
If you feel it is safe to leave out the bathroom, sir, you can leave out the bathroom.
You like to feel it safe.
Just make sure your hands are showing, sir. Yeah, make sure your hands are showing, please.
Hello?
Let me know when you see officers, okay?
Oh my God.
Sir, are you with officers?
Oh my God. He's a man.
Hello, sir. Sir, what was... What? Were you guys on scene? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Are you with officer?
Yo, listen.
Same scare because we just pulled up. Hello, sir.
I think he disconnected.
I think he disconnected, yeah.
And we are in the parking lot. So we're
You are in the parking lot. You stayed in the parking lot. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Police were called and had just arrived at the Cookout fast food restaurant on Sunset Road on the northwest side of Charlotte, North Carolina, just a little over a week ago, on Sunday, March 17th, in the very early hours, at around 5 a.m. A report of an employee shooting another employee was given, and all the other employees that were inside the business had locked themselves inside of a bathroom. Once police arrived on the scene, those in the bathroom left and saw their coworker, 26-year-old Jaclyn Horn, lying on the ground with multiple gunshot wounds. After paramedics were cleared to come inside, they checked the victim, who was pronounced dead there at the scene. Details are very limited on this call, but after investigation started, it was believed that an argument broke out between the two, and it went way too far. All of the employees who had clocked in to work the late shift at the Cookout were accounted for, all of them hiding there in the bathroom, except for one. Hours later, the one missing employee, 20-year-old Malik Crosby, was found by police and arrested. He's been charged with first-degree murder and is being held with no bond. The next court date for him is April 8th. The victim had only been working at the Cookout a few months. She was said to have worked a lot of hours trying to provide for her 5-year-old son. The 5-year-old's family has said that he's asked about his mother, but doesn't understand what's going on right now. He doesn't understand that he's lost his mother forever in this absolutely stupid act of violence. To make things worse for officers and dispatchers, around the same time this shooting came in, another shooting happened roughly 8 minutes from the Cookout where a man was shot to death. Those two shootings are unrelated. That's going to do it for this one. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating and review on whatever podcast app you're listening on. That really helps out the show. What also helps out the show is obviously more people listening. Anyone that you know that might like it, pass along some good words about it. Recommendations from you are the best way of getting someone else to listen. If you want to have ad-free and bonus content, head over to patreon.com/musiccity911. As a slight bonus for Patreon members, I generally release the episodes there first, a few hours before everyone else gets it. So if you're constantly, round the clock, impatiently awaiting the next episode, you can get it a little bit quicker over there on Patreon. Thank you all for listening. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. For Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.